الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين وقال أيضا تعالى في مقام آخر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر صدق الله العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم سلام على خير الأنام وسيدي حبيب إله العالمين محمد بشير نذير هاشمي مكرم عتوف رؤوف من يسمى بأحمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين Respected elders, brothers, sisters on the receivers, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam and for making us in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was Khatamun Nabiyyin, meaning there will be no Prophet after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we are amongst the last ummah. La nabiyya min ba'di wa la ummati ba'da ummati. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I am the last Prophet. There will be no Prophet after me. And my ummah is the last ummah. In order to understand, we are in the phase of between Asr and Maghrib. Like when the sun sets, the night comes, the day finishes. In the same way, the life of this dunya is coming to an end. We are in the last phase. And most of the major signs which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding the end of the world, one by one, we can see those signs. They are coming. A few left, Dabbatul Ard, an animal will come out from the mountain of Safa. when we start our song. That has to come. Smoke will rise. That is going to come, which they are talking of World War III. And then the coming of Dajjal. We can see his agents are already on the surface of the earth. The Dajjali fitna has started. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, after this ummah, there will be no ummah. And I am the last prophet. For the reform of the world, Allah sent me last. So we should try to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving us the beautiful deen, the religion. And he made us from the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to reform ourselves, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayh, he has mentioned in Ihya'ul Ulum that there are various ways to reform. Because remember, the biggest enemy is our nafs, is our self. And the second one is shaitan. And the third are the Christians, the fourth are the Jews, and the atheists, and the non-believers. But a person will have to reform himself. And when he makes an effort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will open the ways for him. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلًا. Now the word jihad does not mean that you, the definition of jihad, you take a gun and you go and fight. That comes in the last phase. But first the jihad begins with the self. With your own inner part of the body. The self. So what is that jihad? To strive in the path of Allah. And the other word we use in Urdu is khwahishat. Now whenever we listen the word khwahishat, we kehte hain ki ye khwahish parast hai. He is a fulfiller of desires. So what does it mean? Straight away our mind goes, khwahishat means zina, khwahishat means to drink alcohol. No, that is not the definition. Khwahishat means any desire which comes in my body, I put a brake on it. For example, it's very cold, this morning it was very cold, it was very difficult to wake up for Fajr. So you go against yourself. Yourself says, sleep in the bed. It's very cold, don't wake up. Sleep, so jaya, baad mein qaza pad lega. Isko khwahish kehte hain. Now how are you going to break that desire? He said, no, it's the command of Allah. Hayya alal fala, as-salatu khayrum minan nawm. As-salatu khayrum minan nawm. The azan says, namaz is better than sleep. So you put your duvet on the side and you stand up. Allahumma, alhamdulillahi alladhi ahyana, badama amatana wa ilayhin nushur. All thanks for Allah, He gave me sleep at night and then He made me alive again. Because the sleep itself is a mini death. You can die in the sleep. How are you gonna defend the malikul maut? He can come in the night during the sleep and he can take your soul out. That is why the sunnah is that you read Allahumma bismika amutu wa ahya. When you sleep, O Allah, with thy name I die. Bismika amutu wa ahya, and with thy name I become alive. So immediately after you wake up, the first thing is you read the dua. And the ulama has written that when you wake up from the sleep, you don't stand up straight away from the bed. You sit down on the bed. And read the last verses of Surah An'am. No, Surah Imran. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا. Until the end of the ruku, end of the surah. That was the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He never stood up from the bed until he read the last ruku, the last part of Surah Imran. And then ulama has written that you stretch yourself. And they give the example of a cat and a dog. When a cat and a dog is sleeping, when they wake up, what do? They don't stand up straight away. They stretch their body. If you don't stretch your body, you go in the bathroom, you'll have a stroke. Because you are on the lying position. And suddenly you stand up. The whole body has to react. Everything is not normal. That is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he taught us the dua, Alhamdulillah illadhi ahyana. I thank you Allah. All praise is for you. You made me alive. Ahyana. I did not die in the sleep. Badama amatana. We were in the death. We died at night. When we were sleeping, we died. It was a mini death. And then you remember your return to the Creator. Wa ilayhi nushur, and we all will have to return back. Nobody is going to stay in this dunya forever. Kullu nafsin dha'ikatul maut. Each of us will have to taste the taste of death. Summa ilayna turja'un, and we all will have to return to our Creator. And Allah says, قُلْ إِنَّ الْمَوْتَ الَّذِي تَفِرُّونَ مِنْهُ فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. You run away from the death. You don't want to die. You have a little pain in the chest. You rush to the GP. You don't want to die. Straight away you rush. فَإِنَّهُ مُلَاقِيكُمْ. But that death is going to approach you. ثُمَّ تُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ عَالِمِ الْغَيْبِ. Death is not the end of the life. Is the beginning of the hereafter. Then you will present it to your Creator, who is the Alim, who knows everything about ghaib. And whatever is unseen, whatever you can see, everything Allah sees. And then the Lord will inform you about whatever you did. Whatever you did, even if you looked at someone with a dirty look, Allah knows. Innahu alimun bidhati sudur. What your niyat is, Allah knows. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says that one has to have the self-control. Khaishat ko kurban karo. गोश्त खाने का इरादा हुआ, दबाओ सब नफ्स को, आज गोश्त नहीं खाएंगे, दाल खाएंगे. देखो कैसा मजा आता है. हाउ यू रिफॉर्म योर सोल. सो व्हेन वी से द वर्ड ख्वाहिशात, इट्स नॉट जीना, इट्स नॉट एल्कोहल ओनली. एवरी डिजायर विच कम्स इन अवर सेल्फ, पुट इट असाइड. एक सीरियल चल रहा है, नमाज का वक्त हो गया, चलो यह सीरियल देख लो, आई विल मिस इट. उसको क्रश कर दू. नमाज का टाइम हो गया, बीवी कहती है शॉपिंग जाना है, क्रश करो, विल गो आफ्टरवर्ड्स, जस्ट गो मेक वुजू एंड डोंट आर्ग्यू, डोंट से एनीथिंग, गो टवर्स द मोस्ट. भाई कुछ बोलेंगे तो फिर वो आगे से जवाब देगी नहीं. दिस इज सेल्फ कंट्रोल. Biggest enemy is ourself. Kuffar are enemy, but they come on the third category, fourth category. Christians, kuffar, Jews, वो तो बाद में है. पहले तो अपना enemy अपने अंदर है, उसको पहले control करो नहीं. That is why the hadith says in Ramadan, the shaitan is chained. Now the question is, in Ramadan as well, lot of people, they commit sins. एक दिन मैं पेट्रोल के लिए फिलिंग स्टेशन पे था, असर का वक्त था, I was coming to Nuhul Islam. And somebody was buying, he was a brother Muslim, I know him. He was buying a lottery ticket. रमजान का महीना. तो उस वक्त मुझे समझ में आया कि हाँ, हदीस इज सेइंग द शैतान इज चेंड. वो तो शैतान तो चेंड हो गया. But this guy is buying a lottery ticket, it is Asr time. So that the enemy is within self. Nafs. Nafs is not chained. The Prophet ﷺ did not say that nafs is chained. Because the nafs will always take us towards the wrong path. وَمَا أُبَرِّئُ نَفْسِي إِنَّ النَّفْسَ الْأَمَّارَةٌ بِالسُّوءِ. Always it will take us towards the wrong path. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, how to control this nafs? This is the first thing is, your companionship should be with a good person. If you marry a woman, the woman should be pious. تُنْكَهُ الْمَرْأَةُ لِأَرْبَأَةٍ. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, a woman is married because of four qualities. Or vice versa, the boy is married, if the women are listening, the boy is married because of four qualities. Lima aliha. Sometimes a person goes for a woman who is very rich. Chalo uske saath shaadi karenge, mera bhi pocket zara full ho jayega. Wali jamaliha, she is very pretty, so the boy likes her. Or a boy is very handsome, the girls like him. Wali hasabiha, sometimes a man goes because of the status. Oh, he is a daughter of the prime minister, or the minister, or Chaudhary, or Patel, or this or that. So if I get married in that family, my status will rise as well, and people will respect me. Walidiniha. And sometimes a person chooses, he's a pious man, a pious boy, he's looking for a pious woman. Fasfar bi zati deen, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, all these four things are the main qualities a man or a woman looks for. But he said, select the deen. If you select the pretty woman, maybe she starts having cancer, फिर चुरेल जैसी बन जाएगी, तो क्या उसको तलाक दे देंगे आप? The charm will go from the face, the beauty will go because of the sickness. Or maybe she is a thin, slim body girl, and you get married, and then she becomes pregnant, she gives birth to a baby, and after a few days you see, bari moti, gande jaisi ho jayegi. So now you're going to divorce her. Because you went for the beauty. Your status achcha tha, lekin uske bhai ne chori kar li. He carried out a crime. He did a murder and he went in the jail. So where is the status now? Or you married a wealthy girl and suddenly something happened. The father or brother were conducting a business. They are selling fake goods, they are selling drugs. That's why they became proprietor. And suddenly the police caught them and they seized everything. They became paupers. Tab kya talak de denge? That's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Ladiniya, fasfar bizaditti." So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, a person should choose the right person for his company. Right company. In the same way, the young brothers, the youths, they should choose the right friend. But today, because our company is with non-Muslims, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا لَا تَتَّخِذُوا الْكَافِرِينَ أَوْلِيَاءَ مِنْ دُونِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Do not make friendship with kafirs. Leaving the pious people and leaving the people of Iman, you have friendship with the non-believers. And this is what is destroying our generation. We have to educate our children, doctor banana hai, engineer banana hai. We send them to university. No problem, you can send with the university. But these youngsters, the friendship they adopt is not with pious people. This is the biggest problem. Now the question is, can't we conduct business with kafir? Most of the companies belong to the kafirs, or Jewish companies, or Christian companies, or Hindu companies. Nahin, iski ijazat di hai. But that should be limited. That should be just for the aim and the reason and the purpose we are having that relationship, buying goods, selling goods. You bring a plumber in the house, he's not a Muslim. You bring a gardener, he's not a Muslim. तो वो थोड़ी देर के लिए जो company है उसके साथ जो friendship है, तो कहाँ से इसकी इजाजत है? Provided it's for the matter, for the reason, for the purpose, for the aim, then it is allowed. But nowadays the friendship has advanced. A girl goes to do a job. Now she has got friends at colleagues at the working place. At lunchtime they go to have a drink. The girl accompanies, or the boy, he is working, he goes with his colleagues. They go for the lunch. And slowly they go to the pub. Now first day, the girl or the boy will have a Coke, a soft drink. But the nafs is the enemy. The self is the enemy. The shaitan is also there. One day, 2 days, 3 days, third time, fourth time, the friends will say, just have a sip. Now this girl or boy who never touched the alcohol will end up drinking alcohol. So what played the biggest role? The friendship. And the example of it is onion, garlic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, do not enter the masjid if you eat onions and garlic. MashaAllah, we see so many people, they eat kebab with piyaz, onion, and they come in the masjid. Wallahi, they stand, and some musalli, they say to me, Maulana, it was the smell of the onion, the full namaz. Look at the hadith, do not enter the masjid. But this same onion and garlic, if you make a friendship with ghee, butter or oil, the onion becomes the friend of butter, ghee, oil. After few minutes, when you cook it, what happens? Beautiful smell comes out, delicious smell, which goes all around the street. Kabhi yahan pakore, Mubin ke andar wo, टलते हैं, when they fry the pakoras and samosas. MashaAllah, we can smell the smell of pakora and samosa here. What happened? There were onions in the pakora, onions in the samosa, but what happened? The friendship with the oil. So a friend plays a great role, my brothers, in our reform. Our children are going on the wrong path because of the friendship. Nothing else. And nowadays friendship has become so easy that if one has not got a physical friend, Christopher, John, Edward, but he's got a friend in his pocket, the smartphone. Biggest enemy in this century. And if we don't use this mobile phone wisely, it will take our iman away. It will take our iman. There will be no kalima on the mouth at the time of death. And this is practical. I go to the hospital many times and people are dying. Friends, they call their phone. Maulana sahab, aajao toba kara lo. Hai, 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 hai. Wallahi, the deceased person cannot read the kalima. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, man qala akhiru kalimatun la ilaha illallah dakhal al jannah. Whoever says the last words before his death, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, he will enter Jannah. He did not say who cannot say the kalima, he will enter Jannah. He did not say that. A physician, a surgeon, he wrote an article in the newspaper a couple of years ago. He says, 400 people died in front of me. My patients, 400 people in a year, my patients died. And he was a Muslim doctor, very religious, very pious. He's still alive. He said only maybe 10 people, they uttered the word of the Shahada at the time of death. Only 10 people, out of 400. And you also must be witnessing when your loved ones are dying. How many people can say the kalima at the time of death? Wallahi, ask your own heart. How many people can say the kalima? Why? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I think Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, no, he has narrated that you will die in a state you live in this world. According to your life, you will die. If your life is practicing the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, practicing the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fulfilling the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there will be no harm. At the time of death, even nobody will have to tell you. But it is a sunnah to remind the person who is dying, say the kalima. Not to tell him, say the kalima. No, no, no. You do the talqeen of the kalima. Bila ilaha illallah. You read the kalima. If he is a good Muslim, if there is a small flame of iman in his heart, he will say, La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. But sometimes you read all the verses of the Quran. You are saying kalima 1,000 times, but the mouth is locked. Wallahi, they can't say the kalima. Wallahi. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, Rahmatullah alayhi, he was in the state of unconsciousness. He's about to die. He was unconscious. The son is standing there. He's unconscious and he said, not now, not now, not now. This is the word he took out from the mouth. Not now, not now, not now. Great imam. When he gained conscious, the son asked, Dad, with whom were you talking? I am the only one standing beside you. He said, Shaitan came to me. Satan came to me and said, Ahmad ibn Hanbal, I tried my whole life to deceive you. Whole life I tried. Because Satan has taken a vow, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ وَأَنْ أَيْمَانِهِمْ وَأَنْ شَمَائِلِهِمْ. When he was thrown out from the Jannah, he said, Allah, give me some time, I will attack this Adam. From the front, from the back, from the right, from the left. I will deceive him. So he has got the time. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, I tried. Now this was his last attempt. Just look at the words. Ahmad ibn Hanbal, I tried my best the whole life to deceive you, but I failed. So this was an attempt as well. If Ahmad ibn Hanbal says yes, then what would it be? He put him in trouble. He said to him, not now. Until my soul is in the body, until the last breath of my life, when it comes out, I don't say La ilaha illallah, I'm not free from you. Because you will seal my mouth at the time when the soul is going to come out. Sabak lo, apne ghar ke andar log marte hain, dekho kis tarah marte hain. Take a lesson. Friends are dying. People are dying in our families. What type of death are coming? Dekho aap, kalma padte hai ke nahi? Dhyan rakho ekdam. Mashallah. People of Ahle Iman, they do utter the words of the Shah. So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, the topic just started, it's just the first step, I couldn't complete it. He says, the best thing is a man should look who is my friend. Even the elders, with which type of people I am sitting every day. Who are eating from my dastarkhan? From whose dastarkhan I am eating? So Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says, a person should be aware who his friend is. And then, inshallah, we'll carry on next Jummah. What is the importance of having a good friend? And who is a good friend? What are the qualities of good friend? What are the qualities of bad friend? And how this friendship destroyed the son of Nuh alayhi salam. He's a prophet. 950 years he did dawah. 1300 years age. He didn't get iman. What was the cause? Bad friends. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallah.